Bekutas Sicha is Chelik Yud, Parsha Noach, Sicha Aleph. Ala Pasuk Tzoyer Tas Ala Teva, on the Pasuk that says, a Tzoyer you should make for the Teva, Mefarash Rashi explains Tzoyer, what is the meaning of Tzoyer? Yesh Oimrim, some say Chaloyim, that it means a window. V'yesh Oimrim, some say Evan Teva Amirlem, some say that it was a precious stone that illuminated, that brought light. But Pashtas Kavanas Rashi, what is on the surface it would seem that Rashi is trying to explain. Shemafarish Tzoyer Kamesh Tzoraim. He takes the word Tzoyer to mean similar to the word Tzoraim, which means midday. Oyer, which means, in other words, the lightest, that's what Tzoraim, midday was always the light, the place where there was the most illuminated. Upirush Hakasavu. So therefore, the meaning of this pasuk is Hakadosh Baruch Hu tziva leNoach lases dover shal al yoda yia erba teva, that Hashem told Noach to do something that would bring light to the teva. The word tzayer is not a common word. What exactly does it mean? So it's Rashi is taking the assumption that it means tzaharayim, that it comes from the word tzaharayim, a source of light. Well, maybe Rashi beis perushim mahaya. So Rashi brings two interpretations to that. What exactly was that source of light? Yesh oimrim chaloyin. Some say that it was a window. Shal yada yikones oil ba teva, through which the light would flow into the teva. V'lachein nikra hachaloyin kam b'shem tzayir. That's why the normal word for a window is chaloyin. But over here he's calling it Tzoyer because it's the source of light for the teva. V'yesh oimrim, some say Eben teva, that it was a precious stone. V'lo menikra kan tzoyer. Why is it called tzoyer over here? Eben teva. Meisif Rashi hameira lahem, because it provided. It was a precious stone which brought light, which illuminated. It glowed. V'tzorach lahem. So we have to understand what exactly a number of things in Rashi. Aleph, number one, bekroksiv tzoyer b'loshin yochid. In the pasuk is tzoyer, in other words, that there was one tzoyer. Balderozeh bepirush Rashi b'loshin yochid chaloin. So also when Rashi interprets it, he also uses the singular as if there were only one, or eben teva, either a window or a precious stone. So it's a simple question. How is one window going to provide enough light for the whole teva? Or even one precious stone? How is it going to provide light for the whole teva? The teva's dimensions were 300 amas, something like 450 feet or more long. Chamishim amarachba, 50 feet wide, 75 to 80 feet wide, or shloishim amas kaimasa, and 30 amas high, 45 feet high. That's a very large space, and how is one window or one source of light going to provide enough light for that? Beis of a yisakasha, even more difficult. Ksiv kinim tasala esateva. The pasuk says that the teva was made up of separate compartments. Well, Pirush Rashi explains what is kinimi, medurim, compartments, l'chol behem avachaya, each animal had its own compartment. V'tachtiyim shniyim eshlishim, in addition to that, there were three floors, the bottom floor, the second floor, and the third floor. V'im kein, afilu im nitchek asher achalein sh'asar noyach hoyagadol b'yeser, even if you want to interpret that Noyach made a very large window and therefore provided a lot of light. How is one window going to be able to illuminate each compartment, all the compartments in the teva? Gimel, a third thing, yadua, we know, Rashi mefarish beish perushim beinyan echad. When does Rashi give two interpretations to the same word or same idea? Beim kol echad ma pirushim levade ein bekedei liyashu akazul v'fi pshuta b'chol ha-protim. If one of those commentaries doesn't have enough to answer every difficulty, umasha kosher lefia lepirush echad. Therefore, whatever questions remain from the first interpretation, Ein lahakshus lefi pirush hasheni, are answered, or there is no such question in the second commentary. However, the first one is the closer to the simple meaning, and that's how Rashi structures two commentaries on the same word. So if so, in our case, ma heim hakushim b'shnei pirushim elu shebishvilim huskik Rashi lo b'shneim. What are the difficulties with each one of those commentaries, whether it's a window or a precious stone, that each one has a difficulty that the other one answers? What are those difficulties? And in what way is the first interpretation closer to the simple meaning than the second interpretation? Dalit, a fourth thing. Alpia klala omer, based on the rule that we mentioned, the b'chol echad ma pirushim yashiv Rashi mashkoshel pirush hasheni, that based the rule that we said mentioned before, that each one of those interpretations has a question which is answered by the other one. So based on this movement, we can understand the kashe yesh kashe l'shnei pirushim, that if there were a question, if both interpretations leave a certain question which are not answered by either of those two. And there is a third comment, a third interpretation that can answer those two questions. Yavi Rashi Gamasa Pirush Shlishi. Rashi would obviously bring the third interpretation, which would answer the question that is left by both of the first two. Hafilu im gamba piruze yeshna dovakosha, even if the third interpretation would also have an inherent problem, question. But it doesn't have the question that is difficult with the first two. And it's possible even that the third interpretation has a difficulty which is even more difficult than the difficulties in the first two. Which is, of course, the reason that Rashi would leave this one for the third interpretation, because the difficulty with the third interpretation is even more than the difficulties with the first two. However, since there is a problem with the first two, which is answered by the third one, therefore he should bring the third one. So if so, in our case, since according to the first two interpretations we have the problem that we mentioned before, the Echeiru Chalein Echad Be'Even Echad Teiva Eskola Teiva, how is it that one window or one precious stone could have illuminated the whole Teiva? So that question is there for the first two interpretations. Madua Le Pirush Rashi, if so, why doesn't Rashi give a third interpretation? Ki Pirush Haskuni, like the Haskuni says, the tsoyer, that the word tsoyer, meloshin yitzar, comes from the word yitzar, which is found later in the Torah, which means shemen, which means oil. The kavanas hakosavi, so the chaskuni says that what it means, tsoyer, means that Hashem told noyach to provide oil, to bring oil. Noyach yobi shemalateva, bichtev sheyuchel lahalik baneiris lahira, so that he would have, according to this, he would have many lanterns, and he should bring us a supply of oil, so that there will be light provided throughout the stay in the teva. V'af im timtzolei meshudoichik lefarish tzayir maloshin yitzar, and even if you'll say, so in other words, going back to before we start that would answer the question of how would one window or one precious stone illuminate the whole teva. It wasn't one, it was many lanterns, many lamps, and there was enough oil, one stock of oil. The yitzar is the oil. And even though you might say that it's difficult to say that the word tzayir comes from the word yitzar, because they're not so closely related, and the difficulty could also be said that it says you shall make tzayir, which with oil, it doesn't mean, it means bring oil onto the teva. It doesn't mean make oil for the teva. But on the other hand, so there is some difficulty with the saying that Seira means oil, but on the other hand, that answers the other question. So at least Rashi should bring it as a third option, that in order to answer the question of how could one window or one precious stone illuminate the whole teva, that it means tzayar, it means oil, and there would be many lamps. Base. Further, where it says that during the after the mabul, Hashem said that day and night it would never happen again, he would never destroy the world this way again, and day and night will not stop. The cycle of day and night would never again stop. Pirush Rashi, so Rashi says on that, Miklau Sheshavsu Kol Yomei Samabu. From this we see, since Hashem took it upon himself never to do it again, it means that day and night did not, the cycle of day and night did not function during the Mabul. Shleshimshu Hamazolez Vele Nika Ben Laila, that the constellations or the orbits didn't function, and therefore there was no difference between day and night. So based on this, it's a, there's a greater question even. As the Mizrahi actually asked this question, what benefit is a window in the teva going to be if there was no daylight? There's no daylight outside the teva. What is a window going to help? So now the commentaries on Rashi explain the kavonis leshimshu amazolos hilatnuas hagalgalim, that what Rashi means that the mazolos, the orbits didn't work. It means that they didn't circle. The orbits did not circle as they normally do. As I said, that the cycle of the orbits didn't work. But there was still some light in the world, and therefore that light was able to penetrate the window and go into the teva. Ulam, however, but it's already been mentioned by the Rebbe a number of times that Rashi always wants to make things clear. That even a 5-year-old child will not make a mistake in what he means to say. Therefore, in our case, when the simple meaning of Rashi's words, from this we see that they rested or they didn't function. That the mazolus, the constellations, did not function. The simple meaning of that would have to be that they didn't function in the normal function that they do, which is to bring light onto earth. So the sun brings light, the moon brings light, and so on. If they didn't function, it means they didn't bring light. So that would be the simple reading of what Rashi is saying. The light action is batla tnuas hagalgalim, and not just that it didn't revolve the way it normally revolves. So there was it was messed up of when the sun rises, when the sun sets, or it didn't rise and it didn't set. It just threw light on the world, as the Mefarshim want to say. But if that was the case, Rashi would have mentioned that. It would seem that maybe we could answer the question of the Mizrahi, which is, where did the light come from? What's the point of a window if you have no light? And to say that what Rashi means on the simple level, that the sun and the moon and so on stopped functioning for the days of the Mabul, that was only for the 40 days in which it actually rained. Shahaya Mabul, that the Mabul actually came down. As it says in the Pasuk, Mabul arboim yoim alaharis, the Mabul, meaning the deluge, the rain, came for 40 days and 40 nights. But la'achre mem yoim elu, but after the 40 days of the rain, of the Mabul, Kvashimshu amazolus, at that time already the normal function of the world started. And therefore daylight came normally, and therefore there would be use for the window. The window which was there to provide light would have functioned normally because the sun was already coming up, the moon was already coming up, and therefore, after the 40 days, there would be benefit to the window. Although the first 40 days it wouldn't, but then later there was still a year, approximately a year, which they spent on the Teva, and then it would be a benefit. But it still leaves the question, according to the one that says that tzair means a window, where was there light for the Teva for the 40 days in which it was raining? In other words, that the sun and the moon stopped functioning. So where, for 40 days, where did they get light? So that still remains a question. So what exactly was the benefit of the window, really, at least for the 40 days? So Babirba calls it. The explanation of all this is, when Hashem told Noach to make the teva, in his instructions, of course Hashem did not go through the entire list of instructions that are needed in order to create a teva. L'dogma, for instance, Mefurush Bekra, it says in the pasuk, "Vayosar Noach as michsei teva." Noach removed the cover of the teva after the mabul was over. It doesn't say in the instructions that Hashem told Noach to make a cover. So in other words, we know for sure that Hashem did not, the Torah does not list all the details of how one needs to make a teva. Kain la pirush tzayir even teva. Also, according to the interpretation that tzayir means a precious stone, lematzinush and stava las tachalon shenisker achakach. If tzayir means a precious stone, so then there is no instruction to make a window. Yet we find that it says that Noach opened the window of the teves, chaloyna teva, in order to let the birds out, to go look for, see how things are going. So we know for sure that there was a window, but if tzayir means a precious stone, then there was no instruction to make a window. Also, it doesn't say anywhere that Hashem told Noach to make a door to the teva. All it says is the door that you make should be on the side. He told him where the placement of the door would be, but he didn't tell him to make the door. In other words, there is no need for the Torah to specify every step of teva making. And the reason is, in the simple meaning of the simple understanding is, when Hashem told Noach to make a teva, Hashem does not have to go through the simple instructions of how to make a teva, because that is self understood. If you want to make a teva, there are certain things that you need to do and that you need to know. It's only those things which Noach would not have known on his own. That's what Hashem found necessary to tell him, that these details need to also be done. Therefore, there's no need for the Torah to specify that Hashem told Noach to make a cover, because that's just basic teva making 101, is you need a cover, and so also you need a door. Obviously, the most simple teva needs a door and needs a cover. So based on this, we understand also this is true also for the source of light for the teva. In truth, Hashem did not have to tell Noach about making sure that there was light in the teva. It's obvious that you need a source of light for the teva. If you're going to spend a year on the teva, of course you need a source of light. Especially that the teva also had every single animal that exists, and the food was the responsibility, who had to feed them and make sure to provide them, was Noach. And also each animal or set of animals was in its own special compartment, canal, as you mentioned before. So certainly, without question, Noach would have thought of this, and he would have provided a source of light, whether candles or lamps or oil. Gam believes in Tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if Hashem had not told him that he has to do that, because again, that's just basics. Ela shal pizem, he said, as a shaila. So then the question comes up: Madua Tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu Noach Tzayir Tasal HaTeva? If Noach was already providing light on his own, so then why did Hashem tell him Tzayir Tasal HaTeva? Even without that instruction, Noach would have already taken care of making sure there was a source of light for the Teva. Therefore, we must say that the word, that the instruction of Tzayir Tasal HaTeva has a specific meaning. That over here, Hashem was telling him that he should make do something which, in addition to all of the light that you already took care of, there needs to be a further thing, which is tzayar tasal ateva, v'chtei lahoisif erba teva, because there is a need to add this type of light as well. Ubetzayar noisav zeh, and in regards to this additional source of light, mefarish Rashi. Rashi explains beis pirushim that there are two interpretations to what this additional source of light was. Yes, oimrim chaloin. Some say that it was a window. Shayideya chaloin hayyur noisav ateva, that this window provided additional light to the teva. Achre hamem yon shleid shimshu amazolis. Of course, after the 40 days, when the sun came back out and so on, then there was an additional source of light for the teva. In other words, daylight, not just artificial light from lamps, you know, which can become depressing. So maybe that's the reason. It doesn't explain why, but maybe that's the reason, to have some additional daylight, sunlight. And even though it's true that just one window is not going to do the trick for providing light for a whole teva, of course the window had other functions as well, like the birds to fly out, to fly in when Noach needed them to go. La'avir, it provided fresh air after the rain. Okay, hello, Shapiru Zeina Meravach Kolkach. But this interpretation, Rashi feels, is not clear enough, is not acceptable enough. Ki mazesh shina kozem loshna rogel chaloyin, because of tzayar, because if it was a window, why does the Torah change from the normal word window, and he writes tzayar, and in fact a little bit later he does call it a window. Therefore, since the Torah refers to it as tzayar, tzayar means light. So therefore, the purpose of the window must have been in order to provide light. And since one window is not going to really provide too much light, would only illuminate one small area in the teva, and number two, this, in addition to that, for the first 40 days the window wouldn't even function at all as a source of light. So therefore that leaves difficulties with the interpretation that the word sayer means a window, because it doesn't, where's the light, how much light is it providing already? For the first 40 days it's not providing light at all. Rashi says there needs to be another explanation to the word sayer. Some say that it was a precious stone that glowed. According to this, you can take your precious stone, and wherever you feel that you need this light, you can bring it to wherever you want the light. To illuminate whatever section of the Teva you want, when you want it. And it also provided light even during the 40 days when it was raining, because it wasn't based on sunlight. It had its own natural glow to it. But to say that it means that Sayer means a precious stone leaves another difficulty, because the flow of the words in the pasuk don't lend themselves to that kind of an interpretation, because it says Tzayar Tasa L'Teva, you shall make a Tzayar. V'havelele Meimar, really it should have said Tzayar Tachnis L'Teva, you should bring a precious stone into the Teva. If you're talking about a window needs to be made in the Teva. A precious stone is merely brought into the Teva. So the word Tasa doesn't lend itself to the interpretation that it's a precious stone, it creates it. The gam, and also madui etzav Hakadosh Baruch Hu lasa dover bilti rogel legamri lahachin eben teva bishul teisus erba teva. Why would Hashem instruct Noach to do something which is so extremely unusual? Nobody uses precious stones in order to provide light. I'm not even sure what kind of a stone it is. Maybe it's some sort of a radiated stone or something. If you think about it, I'm not sure if we know of such a source of light that comes naturally from within the stone. But obviously there was such a thing, but it's certainly not a common thing, and therefore why would Hashem tell him to use that as a source of light when there are simple solutions like lamps or windows and so on? Since the second interpretation doesn't lend itself so well to the reading of the pasuk, that's why Rashi uses this one only as a secondary interpretation. And the first pshat, that it is a window, is the main pshat that Rashi goes with. But since it has a difficulty of a window is fixed and how much light can it provide, so he gives another interpretation that it could mean a stone which you can bring wherever you want and you can use it all, even during the 40 days of the rain. Another thing we could say, and actually this is an important point, by first explaining. It's already been mentioned that Rashi always, whenever there's a difficulty in the pasuk, Rashi's job is to explain that difficulty. And in our case, there is a big question that doesn't seem to have an answer in Rashi. Kol ha-protem be'atzivi ha-teva, pirush Rashi tam kol echad ve'echad. In all the instructions that Hashem gave Noach about what to do in the teva, do this and do that, Rashi explains the reason why it was said it had to be done in this way. U'maktim v'loma, and in some cases he even says, and why was it done this way? And he gives you the answer to why it was done that way. In other words, that Rashi feels that there needs to be a reason why Hashem would tell Noach to do something in a specific way, and therefore explains the reason why he was told to do it in a certain way. So then what is the reason for this tzayar? And if you'll say that it's because he needed a window in order to be able to send the bird, it's not essential to have a window. He could have opened the door to let the bird out. And therefore Rashi says that it was a chaloin, it was a window. Because on his own, Noach would not have made a window. Noach wouldn't have chosen to make a window in the Teva, because he was told that the point of the Mabul was that it's going to be very destructive. And if he was told that it's going to be destructive. Hashem must have explained to him what was going to happen during the Mabul, including the fact that the sun and the moon would not be functioning. So what's the point of making a window in order to provide light if it's not going to, there's not going to be light anyway? But in the end, Hashem allowed, it was eased up on the Mabul to allow that it should maybe they'll do tshuva and so on. Therefore, he was also told to make a window because it's not going to be as bad as originally planned. And maybe perhaps also part of this is that if you have a window, so then you have to board up the window, or the, you know, window is the, for a hurricane, you know, that's the most vulnerable place. So why make a window in a, when you're having a mabul going on around you? So maybe Noach wouldn't have made it, but in the end Hashem told him, because it's going to be less than I planned originally, there is room to make a window, so go ahead and make a window. Mashenkin lepirush Evan Taiva should tsarich iyun tam atzivui. But so therefore we can understand now why Hashem told Noach to make a window, why he had to be told to make a window, and what's the necessity to instruct him in making a window. But for an Evan Taiva, there is still, what is the reason for the Evan Taiva? What is the reason that Hashem told him to bring an Evan Taiva? That remains unanswered. And therefore Rashi goes with the first pshat as the main shot, because that seems to give more answers, even though it does leave one question. The underlying message of this Rashi al Pichsidus. Ha'hefresh bein ha'oir ha'nichnas she'nichnas adei ha'chalein la'hoir shal yedei even toivahu. The difference between light that comes in from a window or that is provided by a precious stone, the difference is the light that comes from a window comes from outside the teva. It just allows the light from somewhere else to come in. Whereas light that comes from a precious stone is illuminates from within the precious stone itself. These two ideas, whether the light comes from somewhere else or comes from within, are two ways in serving Hashem. The ultimate purpose of Torah mitzvahs is to bring a source of light to the teva. The teva, of course, is a mashal for the world, and it's our job to bring godly light into the world. This can be done, accomplished in two different ways. One way is to provide a window. In other words, meaning to say that we believe that there is already light, godly light, in the world. As the Baal Shem Tov, I believe, said that person that is Baal Esek, means he deals with the world, is able to see Hashem's divine providence in the way the world works. In other words, that there is already Oyer in the world. And a Baal Esek is able to see that Hashgacha Pratis even more so than somebody that sits in shul all day and davens and learns and so on. He's not exposed to the Hashgacha Pratis in the world as much as a Baal Esek. Ella shevichtei lagil azeber. In order to be able to reach this kind of recognition, tzrichim lahasir ahelim vahester, you have to be able to remove the concealment sheyeshnei al oir aliki, which is there in the world over the godly light which is within it. Lahasir es alvush ateva. You have to be able to remove. You have to peel back the mask of nature. Shua Hester alulakusi is barach, which is what conceals that it's really Hashem's hand that is driving the whole thing. Hashem's hand, which is transcends nature. The zui madrega reshena ba'avedus ha'adam, and this is the first level that a person should go for. Lases chaloyim ba'mechitza ba'hester, in other words, to break, to penetrate the the mask of nature, in order to allow the godly light which is there to shine through. Sheyor ba'olam oir lekisho l'mayla mateva, so that the world can be illuminated by a light which is transcends nature. After you've already accomplished that, that you've driven a hole through the mask of nature, and now the godly light is able to penetrate and illuminate the world, this provides you with the ability to move on, to be able to rise up, to elevate yourself to a higher level of service of Hashem. The Yesh Oimre means there are those that say, in other words, who are the ones that say? Rashi said there are others that say that it was a precious stone. Over here the Rebbe interprets it as the Yesh Oimre means there are those who say, who are those? The ones who have already done the first level of Avodah. Now they are able to say to reach a new level. Evan Toiva Hamir Lehem, it was a precious stone that illuminated. Hainu Loyrak Shemasirim Ha Helam Bahesta Dulvushia Teva. Not only do they now remove the concealment of nature, Elo Shemahapchem Ateva, they are able to move on and further to transform nature, not just to remove nature, but to transform nature, achanasahu atzma inishal ervegilo, until nature itself provides illumination, godly illumination. Evan atzmanasis evan teva, that the stone itself, the stone representing the olam hazeh and teva, it can become an evan teva, becomes a good stone, meaning to say it provides light and illumination, Amir Elohim, to provide godly light as well.